podcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is episode number 76, season 2, episode 31. Welcome. We haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. What's new? What have you guys been up to? Someone had a birthday. Two of us had a birthday.
Yeah. Well, three of us had a birthday.
So, yeah, technically.
Technically, there are four of us present.
One of them may have just shit himself.
Not me.
I heard it.
Not it. I mean, I've been real gassy today, but I would hope you couldn't hear it through the internet. It was my fault. I ate Brussels sprouts and pasta in the same meal. So it was my own fault, really.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome everybody to the show. I had a baby, so that was great. I also turned 34. Shandy turned 34. We're 34, right? I had to think about that for a second.
We are 34.
Amanda's still 33. She's still club 33.
Yep, I'm holding it down.
Yeah.
Holding down the Jesus fort. Yep. I've officially outlived him.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's right. Calling, to be fair.
Yep.
But anyway, how's it going, guys?
It goes.
I got a driver's license while we were gone. That was exciting.
Oh, good. Did you make an appointment or did you just...
Oh, my God. Here? Okay. So, yes, I will. I'll talk about giving birth in a little bit. But I went to... I had my appointment at the DMV and... I realized that, so, okay, like I showered, I blow dried my hair to take a new picture, and I realized as I was going there that I forgot to put makeup on, and I was like freaking out. I was like, I am not having a picture attached to me for 10 years without makeup on, especially looking like this. Like I'm post-birth puffy and like, you know, I've got the eye, my lobster eye thing that I always have. And I was like, not going to happen. So I... was like, well, I guess I'm going to be late. So I had the baby with me, and he was exactly 2 weeks old on the day of my appointment. And I was like, I'm going to go to Rite Aid. So I'm going to buy the cheapest, like, Wet n Wild makeup that I can find. So I did. And then I, you know, applied it as I was driving, which was super safe with a baby in the car, especially, and no valid driver's license at the time. And, you know, got there and... didn't have mascara on, but so I walk in and my appointment was at 4:30 and it was like 4:42 and I like run in, I have the baby in the stroller or whatever. And the guy was like, well, actually we are very strict about not taking appointments after 4:30. The county doesn't like that. You know, you're going to have to come back at 8 a.m. on Monday. And I was like, and so Alex is a really, so my baby's name is Alex in case anybody missed it. Alexander Thomas. Alex is a pretty chill baby. He's pretty good. He only cries when he's hungry, he's tired, or he needs a diaper change. And he'll let you know. Like, there could be, like, the ittiest, bittiest little, like, morsel of pee or poop in there, and the kid wants a diaper change. Like, at one point, we were like, I'm embarrassed for you at how sensitive you are. We keep calling, like, Alex and the pee. Like, so...
Already off to being very different from his brother.
Very good. Yes, because Zach, as we know, I mean...
striving for his own identity.
Yes, Zach will sit in his own shit even now. He did it today to me. So, he don't care. So, and Alex not so much, though. So, okay. So, Alex decides to start crying for the first time all day long as I'm standing there talking to the guy. So, I'm like, yes, mother-son, like, tag team scam artist going on. So I'm not going to tell the guy that, you know, I'm late because I stopped to buy makeup to put on from that I was planning on returning immediately, which I also did. And so, you know, I look at the baby and I put my best distressed face on. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He pooped just as we were about to leave. So because, you know, nobody's going to argue with baby poop, right? And it just made us so late. He's only 2 weeks old. I'm really sorry. So he's like, all right, let me get my manager or my supervisor or whatever and see if we can take you today. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. So they ended up making an exception and letting me go back. But they did. They turned away the lady that was ahead of me, too. So, yeah. Because
she didn't have a 2-week-old baby with her.
She did not. So I was like, score, but also I felt kind of bad. So
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that, well, yeah, but not the, yeah.
Back around. She'll get some good karma at some point.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't, clearly I didn't feel bad enough to like also, you know, I played it up with the crying thing and the poop thing, which was not true. So by any means. But yeah, so they let me go. And of course I realized that I hadn't put like the Wet and Wild cheap mascara on yet. So I'm trying to do it while I'm like giving them information and the baby's really fussy and I'm trying to do it with my phone and I get it like right here, like in between my nose and my eye. So then I've got like this big streak where I'm like this and I looked like a hot mess, which I guess only made them feel more sorry for me. But so it's a little bit in the picture. I'm like all smudgy. Like, well, maybe the better play would have been to just go au naturel. But anyway, they let me do it. And that was that.
Nice.
No longer driving around illegally. Not also that I was good. Because nice. I did have a chauffeur for a while. But anyway, so.
Well. That, I would like to return to one thing, though.
Yes.
You returned the makeup after you used it?
I used it once. I returned. No, and I kept the eyeliner.
It back?
Yeah, it was Rite Aid. I checked the back of the
that's
receipt.
That's disgusting.
Why?
It's like super not. That's super unsanitary because you used it.
So it's not like
you
they're going to.
It.
It's a big corporation. They're going to damage it out and send it back.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I kept the blush because I got my usual CoverGirl blush that I always did. And I kept the eyeliner, but I returned the powder and the mascara.
I don't like it.
Well.
It gives me the icky feelies.
Good thing that you're not going to be the one that rebuys it. Because nobody's going to rebuy it because they're just going to damage it out and
but
send
they
it
could.
Back.
You
no.
don't know how they run their store.
Okay, first, so if some...
They took it back. Clearly, they don't have morals.
If you purchase makeup from a Rite Aid and it's clearly been like re-glued or re-taped shut, then that's on you.
What if they're really good? What if they like
they're
wizardry?
Not.
I don't know. I have some concerns.
And you know something? I did check the back of the receipt to see if I could return it. My other plan was to just go to Walmart and be like, I bought this year because, you know, you can return anything at Walmart.
Fair. Did I tell you guys about how I randomly was gifted bug spray from Rite Aid the other day?
No, hold on. I got a crying baby, but...
Oh, no. Oh, man.
I know. I should have... He's hungry. So I'm going to tilt this camera up a little bit, and then he's going to sleep for a while.
Actually, it's so dark. I can't...
I know.
Really, we can't see anything
well,
below your...
You couldn't wow. anyway. We'll keep going. So, yes...
So you got a gift.
Did I tell you guys this story?
Was it free makeup?
No, it was free bug spray.
Oh.
So everyone needs that.
Yeah, but this was like a month ago. Like this was recent. So like not during a time of year when you'd be using bug spray.
Right, right.
So I was picking up a prescription and the woman in front of me who was picking up had this bottle of bug spray in her hand that she was like trying to return as she was picking up her prescription, which first of all, you're at the wrong desk to do that. And they told her so. And I'm like, why is she trying to return bug spray? Like, why would you buy bug spray and then decide you don't need it? I'm like, that's weird. And then ended up like walking through the store and picking up a few other things. So I checked out in the front of the store. And then when I got home, I'm like taking everything out of the bag and the same freaking bottle that woman had of bug spray was in my bag.
What?
Yeah.
Was it used?
Put it in there and didn't say anything?
Yeah, I put it in there and didn't say anything. So like I pull out the receipt to make sure I didn't get charged for it. Because I was like, I don't want this. I don't need this. And didn't charge me for it. I don't know. They just had like a surplus of bug spray.
That is so weird.
Giving everybody a free gift.
He probably didn't know how to return it. So he was just like, let me just give this to somebody else.
Like, maybe. I don't think it was the same. I think it was just the same brand. I don't think it was the same specific
Okay.
As the woman in front of me. I think it was just a coincidence. She probably had the same reaction that I did. Like, this is not, I didn't buy this. I don't want it.
Why is this my bug spray?
Give it. So, you know, I'm ready for the summer. I'm ready for mosquito season.
Yeah, bring it.
I guess.
Yeah, bring it. I got my free off.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Shandy, how was your birthday?
It was good. It was really nice. I went running. I did my long run on my birthday morning, which was great. And then I like went out a little bit in the afternoon / evening. And then the next day I went to this like spa type place that I hadn't been to before. And I got a massage and I had.
Ooh, like, awesome. This sounds like a good series of events.
It was. Yeah, it was a good. It's crazy though. Like I was so tired. Like come Monday morning, I was so tired and I'm actually kind of still tired. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I relaxed. Like, I had drinks on Saturday, but I wasn't out late. And, like, on Sunday, like, I wasn't hungover or anything. I was very, like, 34 about it.
34 about it.
I don't know if it was, like, the long run that I'm still tired from. Maybe. Or if it was, like, Sunday was, like, too much relaxation. And now I'm just, like, permanently relaxed.
I've had that before where, you know, you sit down and then your body is, like, so desperate for the rest that it doesn't want to, you know, you're still tired days later.
Yeah. Well, I'm also, I think there is something to, like, oversleeping. Like, you can be underslept and you can be overslept. And I think they have similar reactions to the body.
There is. I saw that on Oprah, like, 20 years ago, and it stuck with me.
Well, there you go. If it was on Oprah, then it's true.
Yeah.
I didn't oversleep. I just maybe over-relaxed. Yeah. Well, over-exerted and then over-relaxed.
Overcompensated for the over-exerted?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the run wasn't even that long, though, but the last couple of miles were kind of hard. But I don't know. So there you go. Now I'm 34.
Cool.
Nice. Nice.
Amanda, what have you been up to?
Well, I've signed up for that 5-mile race. I'll need to start working on that.
I have a note, a sticky note on my computer actually to make you a training program.
Oh my god, yay. I think I should probably, now that March is like tomorrow, I feel like I should start within like the next week. And I think as a direct response, my body is starting to just like seize up on itself. Like my knees are creaking a little more. They're like, are you sure you want to do this?
Shadi, if we get enough response in the feedback in between episodes, maybe you can share a running plan, Amanda's running plan with everybody.
Yes.
That's totally true. That's
would
true.
Love to do it.
I can do updates, report back. This cool. is how I'm doing, coach.
Nice. I got a yoga mat for my birthday as one of my gifts.
Atta girl.
So if you have any yoga resources that you want to send my way, and we could do a little crazy.
I do. There's a couple of YouTube channels that I like a lot.
Awesome. Are they free by chance? Not that I'm against spending money on them.
I do free yoga on YouTube because I am poor now.
Well, that sounds just great. And I can cast it onto my TV downstairs, so that's perfect.
Yep, that's what I do. In the morning, I like roll up my mat. I like turn my TV so it's like facing where I put my yoga mat, and I just
nice
do a little bit, and you're on your way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yay. The really only other exciting thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks, on Saturday, Daniel and I went to Marie's Cheese in downtown Manhattan and took a cheese
your Insta.
Class. Ooh. Yeah, that was one of my Christmas gifts to him. Every year I try and do something that like we can do as an activity together.
Yeah.
And that's what we decided to do for this year. And it was awesome. It was so, so much fun. It was a wine and cheese pairing. So it was like seven pairs. So it started with like champagne and worked its way. We had a 1975 port, which I'd never drinking a wine that's that old, so it was really kind of cool. And we had some really awesome cheese, most of which I had never heard of, but they were all super delicious. And it was a really fun class. Like the ladies that taught it were so excitable and knowledgeable, and it was a good gift. I did good.
Nice.
Pat myself on the back.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheese, super good. Oh, I have done one other thing in the past, a week or so. And that is I booked my flight to Raleigh.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, we should start talking this up.
Officially. Yes, officially happening.
Okay, yes.
Because I did not get a refundable one, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I just I did want to say, I paid for my flight with money from the patrons.
Yay!
And I also reserved my hotel room with money from the patrons. So I just like really want to thank the patrons because that's really fucking awesome. Like not a cent, you know, from that was my problem last year was like, it just wasn't in the budget. And this year, I'm so glad that I saved all of that. And they're flying me out to Raleigh essentially. So.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That is super awesome.
We have the best patrons. Thank the very patrons. Best.
Let's just do this now. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JayandJack. Or you go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. We did get a new patron. We got a couple new patrons over the last 2 weeks. Awesome. Sherry, welcome. Eric, welcome. I don't even know if you guys listen to this, but thank you. So I think that means we're up to... I think we're up to like four now.
Nice. Oh, well, maybe you know, six more down. Down. Yeah, 96 more to go.
For 2018, people.
Yep, trying to get 100 patrons this year. Come on, guys. We can do this.
And we have some incentives and whatnot that we'll talk about, I guess, at the end. Oh, okay, I found it. So we'll talk about those incentives at the end of the show. Stick around. But welcome to Sherry, Eric, and a new one today as of recording this, Chuck.
Hooray! Hi, Chuck. We're well on our way.
We are like so well on our way. This is
we're past 5%.
Yeah, this is super exciting.
Yes.
We're on the board.
I guess you don't know what we're talking about because you know, are new or turn it off when we do the housekeeping stuff at the end. We were trying to get 100 new patrons in 2018. So. Ba-ba-da-da.
Yeah.
Cool. Will you be one of our 100?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, that's patreon.com/JaneJack or JaneJack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link. Okay, now you won't have to sit through that at the end of the show, except for when we do the other spiel. Okay, so I had a baby. And remember the last new episode, so 229, we talked about cool date things. He was born on February 9th. Which was cool because that was episode 229 on February 9th. And he was born on February 9th. And Jay and I have a lot of series of coincidences on the 29th of different months and whatnot. So this is a really cool, like, the universe thing that we were, like, super into. I have to take a picture of the face that this kid is making right now. He is, like, milk drunk and passed the F out. I also just took a picture of me nursing while podcasting, which I can't post anywhere, but it's for me.
Free the boob.
Free the boob.
Anyway. What's that hashtag about, like, normalizing breastfeeding?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I wish I knew.
I'm
that
terrible.
That would be a great time to have that information.
I know. That hashtag came out when I was in between breastfeeding, so I didn't really
Damn it.
Darn it. Oh, is it free the tatas?
Maybe.
Or is that a breast cancer thing? No, that's Save the Tatas. Okay, yeah. Before we get ourselves into trouble, we're just going to stop. So, yeah, 10:22 at night, February 9th, day after my birthday. I thought it was going to be like a super boring thing. Like, you know, I was just going to either get induced and that would be it. Or, you know, go into labor and have a baby. And, of course, because, you know, I don't know, it wasn't normal. I mean, it was normal, but it started on Wednesday when my car broke down and then we had to tow it to the shop. I wrote the whole story in my blog and I will link to that in the show notes so that way I don't over talk on this episode. If you want to read the whole thing, it's callrights.com and, you know, check the show notes and the Facebook thread. I'll link to the whole thing. But like, so my car died and I was on my way to get the prenatal massage that was supposed to induce labor, right? I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I just want to have this massage. This is my last chance because I've done everything else that they say and it hasn't worked. Like, I've walked. I've had pineapple. I've drank the tea. I've had the sex. I've done all these things. And, like, you know, nothing. Like, my mom and my sister were, like, Googling things and, like, throwing them at me. And I was like, did that, did that, did that, did that. you know, it was like the massage is my last ditch effort. So here we go. And then, you know, my car literally stopped driving on the highway on my way there.
So scary.
And I was just, I know. Thankfully, I saw the lights start to go on and I'd seen the lights go on and I pulled out my AAA card because I was like, this is really weird. And then I felt the car start to like die, like slow down. So I was in the right lane anyway because I was going to get off the exit soon.
Oh.
So I was able to just like cruise into the exit. So Jay gets me there, gets back in time for AAA. All the while he's like super cranky and like kind of snippy, like a little bitchy. You know, like, well, what did you expect about your car? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I don't know. I didn't expect it to die. You know, it was running fine this morning. So he wasn't feeling good. And he was supposed to take Zach. They were going to go shop for my birthday present because we did it for my birthday. And I was going to get the massage. And then I was going to, you know, meet them at home. And then, you know, the next day we were going to do birthday things. And that was all kind of off the table. So that night, Jay still doesn't feel good, and he's, like, super, like, cranky. And he's like, I'm going to sleep downstairs in the guest room. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, oh, my birthday, I'm going to wake up by myself. Aww. Still pregnant. But, yeah, it wasn't
like, great. Whatever, you go sleep downstairs.
Yeah, I'm like, sure. So he...
Don't slip on the stairs on your way down.
Yeah, right. So he comes upstairs the next morning, and he's like... shivering and feels really warm. And I was like, you have a fever. So I took his temperature and it was like 99.7 or something like that. And he's like, I'm fine. I'm just gonna go lay down. And I go back to getting ready for work and I'm brushing my teeth or something. And I was just like, it hits me. And I was like, fuck, we have to go to urgent care because I bet you he has the flu. And it just like it just hit me. So I, you know, go downstairs. I'm like, thank God I had already gotten Zach dressed. And I was like, I go downstairs and I'm like, you have to get dressed because we have to go to urgent care because regardless, like I'm definitely having a baby in 5 days from now, or 4 days from 5 days from now. And I can't have you sick with the flu and I need to get you on Tamiflu immediately. So we get to the urgent care and... you know, it's me and Zach, and we're waiting in there with him until it opens because we're waiting for it to open. And then, like, you know, we went in, and then once more people came in, like, because it was empty at first, then Zach and I left because we didn't want to, like, catch everybody's germs. But, you know, he goes and he tests positive for type A, flu type A. And I call my OBGYN, I explain what's going on, and they're like, okay, it's going to be situational, like, because they had estimated, because I don't know, I had talked about it actually on the episode from 2 weeks ago, 229, how Jay wasn't feeling good. And that was Tuesday. And he had started not feeling good Monday. So they listed his diagnosis date or his date of onset, sorry, as Monday. And they estimated that he would be like public non-contagious or whatever by Saturday the latest, that he was kind of in the end of it. They gave him the Tamiflu anyway. My doctor gave me Tamiflu and told me to take it because then I would pass the antibodies on to the baby, whether it was through my blood or if I gave birth, like through breastfeeding or something. So, you know, I'm the person at Walgreens that's filling two Tamiflu prescriptions at once and buying like all of the Lysol. So this whole time, though, I start to realize it about 10 in the morning that I'm having contractions and it's my birthday, of course. And I'm like, you know, ho hum, it's my birthday. And you know, I didn't even get a card or anything. Aww. Or whatever. So, which I wasn't really feeling like that, but I was kind of like, you know, playing it a little bit. And so I'm realizing like I'm getting contractions and I'm like, that fucking massage man, like the universe was trying to tell me that, you know, Jay was going to have the flu and not be able to be there, and it tried to stop me from getting it, and of course I did. And so you know, whatever, they're intermittent. They, you know, it's every like 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, every 2 minutes, they say all over the place. So I was like, this is definitely not like anything serious. So I had a great day on my birthday with just me and Zach. Well, Jay kind of like was sleeping and it was really nice. But then I wake up in the morning, the next morning at 1:30, and it's like really bad. And I was just like, it's in my back. I was like, shit, like this really doesn't feel like this hurts. And I go back to sleep, but I wake up like, with contractions. I don't know how many times or how frequent they were, but I finally wake up for good at 4 o'clock. And I'm like, this really hurts. And so I start timing it, and at 4:30, I call my parents, and I'm like, so I think I might be in early labor. Probably want to, you know, start to, because my parents the night before also, when they heard that Jay had the flu, they were like, we're going to come down, we're going to stay at a hotel, we won't bother you, but if you need us, we'll be in town, we'll be here to support you. So they had stayed in Baltimore overnight. I was like, come down here. So they, you know, drive down. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have people, I'm going to have a baby in the house. I start cleaning at 4:30 in the morning. It was closer to 5. So from 5 to 6:30, I cleaned everything, like all the doorknobs, all the bathrooms, everything with Lysol and, you know, Clorox it. And I, you know, get everything, like, as counters, everything that Jay may have touched, I get it super smelly, like cleaning stuff.
I have heard other pregnant women in labor doing a similar thing. I think it's like there's something with like your,
yeah, you know, like I gotta be prepared.
I can't control anything.
Yeah.
And so, I can't control how clean this counter is.
Yeah. Like my whole thing was, I don't know if my husband's gonna be in the delivery room with me, but at least, you know, anybody else that comes into my house isn't gonna get the flu. So then at 6:30, I like have some bleeding, and that's when I was kind of got scared, and I knew that that was normal, knew to expect that, but I still got really freaked out. So I jumped in the shower, and then I went downstairs and I woke Jay up, and Jay's like, I'm gonna forever associate the smell of Lysol and Clorox bleach with you telling me that we have to go to the hospital because
it's go time.
Yeah. Because like you reeked of it still, and the bathroom and the whole downs, I just woke up to that smell everywhere. I was like, I'm sorry. So then I get, you know, we get Zach up and we take him to school, and then we go to the hospital, and essentially they sent me home, and they were like, you're not far enough along yet, like it has to be, you know, 2 to 3 minutes apart, and your pain has to be like a 9. So, right. You know, they're like, come back, you know, this might stop. This might just be false labor, they said. Because they had me walk around for an hour and I didn't dilate more.
Wait, but so they will not admit you until you're in so much pain that you can't talk. That doesn't seem.
Well, or you're 5 centimeters like, dilated, which you could be.
Not every woman feels pain the same way. Like, yeah. You know, some women have a higher pain tolerance or a lower pain tolerance. But, yeah. Like, that's not necessarily the best barometer.
No, but also I hadn't dilated in the hour and a half.
Yeah, like, the dilating I get. Yeah, yeah. that is something you can gauge.
So they send me home. And, you know, she's like, you might be back this weekend. Or, you know, it might just stop altogether and we'll see you on Tuesday for your induction. And I, like, lose my shit. Like, when I mean, like, I lose my shit, like, I burst into tears in front of the nurse. And I was like, she's like, are you crying from the pain? I was like, no, I'm crying because I'm still going to be pregnant tomorrow. So Jay is like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm not okay. So, you know, I go home and I throw, like, a complete pity party for myself on, like, my bed. And as I'm laying down, in sometime over that next, like, half hour, it gets really bad. And, you know, so I go out into the living room and I was like, this is, like, really bad. So, you know, Jay's got timing me and he's writing all down on paper. And my parents come by with Gatorade because at one point I thought I was going to throw up. And, like, I was like, I need Gatorade. I need something because I'm sweating. I'm shaking. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like, so they come over. And at one point, you know, and I thought that this only happened, like, once or twice. But according to everybody involved, this happened over the course of, like, 2 hours. Though I was screaming, how is this not real labor over and over again? Mm-hmm. And the only thing that really helped was I was in the shower sitting in, like, the yoga cat stretch pose. Nothing else helped, and it did not help when I wasn't in the shower. Like, there was no relief. So finally at like 3 o'clock, Jay makes the call. He's like, we're gonna go to the hospital now. So we go, and thankfully, you know, I was 5 centimeters along, or 5 to 6 centimeters. They admitted me, and then they tell me after a blood test in which they couldn't find my vein several times. It was really not fun. They tell me that my blood platelets are too low to get an epidural. And you guys know that my whole thing was, I'm going to go in there and be like, give me the fucking epidural. So mm-hmm. my face, I was like, like, we're retaking this test.
So, great, what else can we do?
So they retake the test and it's even lower. And I'm like, how does that even happen? I passed with flying colors 3 weeks ago.
What affects that? What makes it go down?
They were very vague there, but I Googled it when I got home. And you can eat certain foods. And it was all the stuff that I had been eating, and then like salmon and spinach and stuff. And the last week, I was just so, like, you know, over it and miserable that even when we went grocery shopping, we had, like, salmon in the cart. And I was like, I can't eat more salmon. I can't eat more this. Like, I don't want it. So everything that I was doing, like, I opted to not do the last week because I was just being a big old baby. And if I had done that, I probably would have gotten the epidural. So anyway, I was just like, holy shit, like, I can't do this. And they were like, well, guess what? You got no choice. So they bring, like, there's a nurse assistant. They bring in a doula to help me. They give me this something in the IV that lasted for an hour that was like a pain reliever, narcotic of some sort. But it passes through the placenta, so they don't administer it more than, you know, like once or twice throughout however long you're in labor. So, and they don't do it if you're within an hour of what they think is giving birth because they don't want the baby to come out all like loopy. So you do that and it wears off after the quickest and longest hour of my life. Because all it did was take the edge off. Like, I still hurt. And, you know, I go through like 2 more hours and I'm freaking out because it just hurt. Like, there was no relief. And they were like, we'll give you laughing gas. Like, do you want nitrous oxide? And I was like, sure, let's do this. Except it didn't work. Like, it wasn't working. And, like, all it did was it gave me something to breathe into and to focus with, which helped. Mm-hmm. But after a while, like, I was just like, why isn't this working? And, like, the nurse came in, the doctor came in. They couldn't figure out what was going on with, like, the gas coming out. So they were like, maybe it's the way you're holding your mouth that you're not getting it. But then, like, they held it up and they were like, oh, there's nothing coming out. So anyway, by the end of the very long night, and Jay talks about this on the Ramblecast, I got out of body because it hurt. Like, at one point, I ripped my IV out of my arm and didn't realize it for, like, a while, in which I suddenly realized that it wasn't in my arm anymore. And I was like, the IV, do you need to take my watch off to put it in this arm? And Jay was like, yeah, your watch is off and there's already an IV in the other arm. I was like, oh, like, I didn't even notice when that happened. Like, full on IV, taped it all up, everything. And I sent a picture to Nick. I'll have to send it to you guys, too, of what my arm looked like a week after, just all the bruising.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I was like, well, you know, in my fairness to me, I had low blood platelets at the time. so anyway, long story short, I came to when it was time to push because I made myself focus. I was like, I'm almost done. This is almost like the end of this experience. So, you know, I'm just going to push. And it gets to, I don't even know how long it was. I know it wasn't super long, but I got him out from head to shoulders in one push, in one contraction. And they were like, okay, you have to wait for the next contraction. I was like, there's a fucking baby up to their shoulders out of me. I am not waiting until the next contraction.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, no.
Lord knows how long that's going to be.
Yeah, and, like, I definitely pooped the first few times. And I was like, sorry I pooped, but I don't care. Like, I even said that. I was like, I am so loopy right now. But, like, she was like, you have to wait. And I was like, no, I can't. I'm going for it. Like,
I was
like, I don't think you understand. Maybe you do, lady, because you deliver babies for a living. But what it feels like to have, like, I was like, I can't stop. So I just kept going. And then, you know, at some point she grabbed him out. But Jay said, because he's so chill, that he came out looking like a canned turkey. And he was just super chill, like, wasn't screaming, wasn't, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, is it time to be born now?
It's like, oh, man. Oh, yeah. Wasn't ready.
Yeah, seriously. Damn massage. That he didn't start to freak out until, like, they got him on a table and they put the little, like, suction thing to, like, clear out all of his everything. So, anyway, that's my baby story. Anyway. Shandy, you look tired.
I'm not tired. I'm just, like, I don't know.
Uncomfortable.
Trying not to puke. That sounds terrible.
Oh, I'm glad sorry.
Everything worked. No. That's what happened. I'm glad to hear about it, but it does
But, dude, our bodies are, like, made to do that.
That's
like,
pretty
that's
cool.
crazy.
It's insane.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I almost kicked the nurse in the face a couple of times, Jay said.
I'm sure she's had worse.
Well, I never cursed and I never... Well, I cursed a couple of times that I apologized because
That might be the most surprising part.
I know. I never yelled at anybody because I asked them at midway through, maybe, I don't even know, maybe it was like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and I was like, these walls are soundproof, right? And they were like, they're not. I was like, oh. That was good time. So I was trying to be super conscious of not like screaming like, fuck you. Cause I didn't want to get wheeled out of the room a few hours later and have somebody else like, you know, come out of their room next door and be like, I heard what you went through.
Or they're like, man, like.
You really hate people, don't you?
No, it's like, yeah, you empowered me to be able to just like go with it.
I don't know. I was super.
I think we all deep down just want to like
scream like you're in labor without an epidural.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's the only time that's acceptable in your life. You went for it.
I will say, because we talked about this 2 episodes ago, that the recovery was a lot quicker in terms of being able to like walk and move. And I don't know if that's because I didn't have stitches this time, but like it was a lot better. Without it, but I shook, like just shivered and shook and was out of it for a good hour after he was born. Like I barely remember my parents coming up. The other day, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, this past weekend, I looked at some of the pictures on Jay's phone for the first time, and like didn't remember some of the moments like he had taken pictures of after he was born. Oh like God. I was out of it and dazed. And I have vague memories of certain things. Like I remember having to like deliver the placenta, and I remember.
So at that point, aren't you just kind of like, you gotta be fucking kidding me?
Yeah, pretty much. Because you're like, seriously, I gotta get another thing out here. So I do have some memories of like taking him over and like, you know, measuring him and cleaning him off and all that. But like, I just, after that adrenaline wore off, like when they were cleaning everybody up, like him, me, I was just shaking for a while. Again, like I don't really remember even my parents being up there. Okay, 2 funny things that happened. The first thing was after the doctor came in at one point, I asked her to unhook me so I could pee, and she clearly it's the nurse's job to do the unhooking from everything, because I had a trail of like all the things that are hooked. You know how you've hooked up to everything in your hospital bed?
Yeah, well, not from personal experience, but I've been around enough hospital beds to. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, she unhooked me from everything and like all the different monitors. And she clearly didn't really know what to do because I was like dragging everything on the floor. So Jay had to like follow helping me like carry all these things. And then he had to wipe me after I went to the bathroom, which was really funny.
Love. That's what we learned.
That's
true love.
Yeah. That Jay has never wiped a vagina before and had no idea what to do. And I was like,
to be fair, he doesn't have one.
Yeah. True.
And he doesn't have a daughter.
You have sons, not daughters.
True. So there was that. And then I guess the big news that same night that Alex was born, because my parents talked about it, several of the nurses talked about it. One of the doctors that came up to just do a routine check. Oh, no. So we had a brief 2-hour NICU visit because he has a soft windpipe, but everything is fine, so it's not even worth talking about. One of the NICU nurses was doctors talking about it. Everyone was talking about it. There was a baby born that was 11 and a half pounds. Yeah. So my parents were sitting there with the grandparents of the baby that was the 11 and a half baby.
The gigantic baby.
Yes. So
of the toddler.
Yes. So that's exactly it. So my parents were like, you know, I guess this baby, I think, was C-section. So the grandparents were called to go upstairs, and they came back down. And, you know, the other grandparents and family waiting downstairs were like, oh, you know, congratulations. How did it, you know, how do you look? And the grandfather was like, well, you know, he looks like he's ready for kindergarten. It was really funny. So the next, because, you know, they do blood tests and series of tests on you and the baby the whole time you're there just to make sure recovery is fine and, you know, everything is fine. But I can't tell you how many people they came in to do a blood, because they do a newborn screening, like a blood screening for certain things, you know, whatever baby test things. It's like required by the state. And the lady that came in to do the blood withdrawal from Alex was like, yeah, you know, I just came from the nursery and I did them all in a row because all the little boys were getting their circumcisions and they were like all lined up. But, you know, Alex, we didn't do the circumcision. So she had to do a couple of room calls for the girl babies and for him. And she was like, I got to tell you, there was this one baby in there that was 11 and a half pounds. And then another nurse who was doing the same thing as her comes in to check in with her, like, hey, do you need any help? Is there anybody on your list you want me to help you out with? And, you know, she was like, no. And then she changes up and she goes, did you see that 11 and a half pound baby in the nursery?
Poor mother.
No, it was the talk of the hospital, of the nursing floor. I'm sorry, of the prenatal, neonatal, whatever, the baby unit. So, yeah.
Damn.
I know.
I guess there's always that silver lining. At least you didn't have to give natural birth to an 11 and a half year old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He was 8'4". And then
that's pretty big too.
I know. Zach was 7'14", I think. But he was shorter than Zach. Zach was an inch longer. And now he's 8'7" as of Friday. And yeah, I don't remember what Zach was, but our pediatrician threw some shade at Jay though. She's like, yeah, he's in the 38th percentile for height, and then she looks Jay up and down and she goes, well, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, he comes from average stock. That was really funny. Jay was like, the worldwide average, thank you very much.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Why do you think his hair was always so tall?
Exactly.
Just, you know, trying to get a little extra.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so Colleen, question.
Yeah.
Now that everything's all said and done, are you happy that your like blood platelets were low and that you had to have this like au naturel experience?
No.
I was gonna say that, not like you I don't know how I was gonna spin that, but okay, all right, just wondering.
I was trying to think about that because I'm like, but the recovery was so much better. But, like, I keep going back to, but I can still feel how much it hurt. I have, like, lingering residual pain from God. It still. Mm. So I don't know. And I don't know if, because I was thinking, I was like, because, you know, they always say, like, you don't remember the pain, so you want to do it again. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'd want to do it again, like, because I don't think I'd really want to do natural again.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, two is good. You have two hands. You have two feet.
You have two kids parents.
Is fine. Yeah. Two parents.
Mm-hmm. So
two is perfectly acceptable. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. That was your female portion of the broadcast.
Yeah. Wow. But good on you that you didn't have to get stitches this time. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I was determined. I was out of body. I had no idea what was going on around me. But when there were six women looking at me being like, push, I was like, all right, let's do this. This isn't going to take almost 2 hours. Zach was an hour and 52 minutes. Like, this is not going to take that long. I'm done. I am done.
Get out.
I was like, I don't care how much I poop on this table. Like, we are doing this.
Must be kind of liberating.
It was kind of liberating. I'm not going to lie. That part
you
was.
You pooped in public, kind of.
Yeah, I kind of did. I asked Jay, I was like, was there a lot? It felt like a lot. And he was just like, no, they were wiping it up as soon as it came out. like, okay, thank God.
That makes sense. I was kind of wondering about that too.
Yeah, I was.
Like, do they have to clean Zach up? Do they have to like wipe poop off of him?
Yeah. No. Because okay, good. I also wondered that. So that was one of my first questions, like when I was finally processing it. So.
All right. Because like, does the delivery room, like, I'm assuming it smells kind of, you know, interesting because it's like you're giving birth, but like, does it smell like shit or like what?
I couldn't tell you that because, like, I didn't have any.
You would care, but
I'm right. Any of those senses, but like, yeah. So
questions for the observers.
Yeah, my mom tried to be all like supportive when I, because they came up at one point and they were like, you know, I was like, I can't have the epidural, and they were like, yes, I know, you've told us like 20 times, and I was like, okay. And my mom was like, I couldn't get an epidural with Christy, my youngest sister, but I have to tell you, I felt like I connected the most with her when she was born. I was like, fuck you. I don't want to have it. Not really. I really wasn't. And I was just like, I was like, not the time to tell me I'm not your favorite. No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, she was just probably trying to like make you be not so scared.
Oh, I know. I'm totally
she
joking.
She was trying to help.
I'm totally joking.
Oh. Oh, man.
Anyway, speaking of poop, not to change the subject, but no, did you see there was a lady who was arrested for drugs, and to hide it, she shit herself on purpose?
No,
that's a thing. That happened. Oh my god, I got like 30 my phone knows me so well, I got so many notifications about this.
But how is she hiding the drugs if she pooped?
She must.
That was just a distraction.
Diversion. Yeah. A diversion.
Okay. So this was in Texas. Police say a Texas woman attempted to hide evidence during an arrest by defecating in her pants and using feces to conceal drugs. Officers were investigating a report of a theft at a grocery store when they attempted to subdue a female suspect and take her into custody. Police say they placed Shannon Martin. Maybe I shouldn't say her name. Police say they placed this woman in the back of a police cruiser where they say she intentionally defecated in her pants to hide a crack pipe, 2.3 grams of crack cocaine, and a Valentine's Day card in her excrement. Police officers had to sift through
now
her
feces. The card is curious.
I know.
How big was the card?
That's what I'm laughing at. Like,
or it was just like, well, the card's here, so it's a casualty.
Officers had to sift through the woman's feces to retrieve the evidence after she was booked on charges of tampering with evidence and possession of a controlled substance. A note for the future. If, like, pooping is okay when you're having a baby, but not okay when you're hiding drugs. Yep. They'll still find it.
There's a time and a place.
Oh, good Lord. Although that is commitment to getting out of a drug arrest. I'll give her props for that one.
It is an inventive means, I must say.
Yeah. I have to say, I kind of hate myself for how much I talked about having a baby when I said I was just going to plug my blog and not talk about it that much.
No, I mean, well, we asked. We were curious.
I'm so sorry if I offended anybody else out there with my very TMI story, but what did you expect? I didn't go into like gory details about like blood and stuff.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, that's like, I want to know the gory details. If I like wasn't afraid, not afraid, but like, you know, sometimes I hold back questions because I don't want to offend. Or seem too curious or weird, but like, I'm good with the details. It just, I'm like impressed. And then also just like really not makes me, it makes me really not want to have kids, but I'm really, like my hat is off to you.
Thank you.
That you did that. It's like a superhuman feat.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know how people did it though. For like centuries before drugs.
Well, they, like a lot of them died. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, exactly.
Fuck. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not surprising.
Good time. Anyways, do we want to do face back or feedback or something?
All the backs.
All the backs. The labor
from back.
Back
labor to facey back.
There's a lot of facey back because we, you know, covered a lot of topics, so in the last couple weeks.
All right, well, let's see what we can get through.
Yeah.
Ed says, what Patreon level gets me a signed Colleen picture with her glasses on? I gave in. I broke down and I posted one on my Instagram the other day. So if you want to up your Patreon level, I will print that picture out and I will sign it and send it to you. You have my picture. Scout's honor word.
It was cute. Mm. You looked good.
It was all right. I kind of freaked out. Jay had that very super sweet post to me on Facebook, but I hated the picture that I used. So I was kind of torn between crying over appreciation over being appreciated, mm-hmm. or that the world saw that picture of me that existed. I'm so vain. Matt says, Mucus Plug sounds like the name of a grunge band. There probably is a grunge band.
Oh my God,
there.
It totally does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As much as she's annoyed by it, I hope Colleen's making the most of her pregnancy. That's what she said moments. Some push for 2 minutes, others push for an hour.
Yeah.
Having mm-hmm. experienced both, the 2 minutes thing is way better. And then he said, with Shandy's journals, I'm going to re-recommend Lady Bird. If you haven't seen it already, maybe do an episode on it. Shandy, you've seen Lady Bird.
Yes, it's one of the few movies that I've actually seen. And I saw it in the theaters, too. I really liked it.
Woohoo!
Nice. Yeah. That's one of the few I haven't seen yet.
I would recommend it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still in theaters. I might have to just rent it.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Because the other day we were going to watch it, and it was my birthday makeup day. In which we had we had makeup birthday and it was amazing. It was an awesome, awesome day. It was one of my best birthdays ever, I have to say. I had to put pictures up about it. But I ended up picking Atomic Blonde, which was really disappointing. I was so excited for it and then I didn't like it. Charlize Theron, it was supposed to be like a female John Wick, and I love John Wick, so
I was gonna say, was it not bad enough for you?
No, it tried to be an artsy action movie, and they just don't blend.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
That's a bummer.
I know, I was really bummed, because she was super badass, but, like, just the plot was hard to follow. And anyway, yeah. Lady Bird, let's try to check that out. Oscars are coming up soonish, this weekend?
Sunday. Yeah. Oh. It's coming Sunday. Okay. So get in your Oscar polls, guys.
So maybe, Amanda, over the next week or so, do you want to try to watch Lady Bird?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm going to make a note.
Cool. I'll try to rewatch.
Okay.
And... Yeah, I think that and Call Me By Your Name, I think, are the last two.
Oh, I want to see that too.
Movies that I need to see.
That's not on iTunes, Amanda, yet. Or at least it wasn't as of Friday.
Yeah.
I saw Call Me By Your Name in New York.
That's right.
Oh, right.
We did not go to a Broadway show, but we did go to the movies.
That's okay. Now you can come back and visit, and I'll take you to your first Broadway show.
There you go. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was super expensive in New York. Now, obviously not as expensive as like a Broadway show, but
it was like $18 for a ticket. More expensive
there. It's like $15 to go see a movie here.
Well, per person. Yeah.
Yeah, per person.
But it was fun. Like, we went like way later than I would normally later than they show movies like in my little town, so that was, you know, that was fun. And it was such a good movie. Oh, anyway,
I do want to see that when it comes out on iTunes. Matt also says, since the show's been on hiatus, happy belated Galentine's Day.
Aww.
Yes.
There's also Black Panther, shot and co-edited by women, which has gotten high marks for representation of women of color. Okay, so Jay and Alex and I saw Black Panther. And Alex slept through the whole thing, which was awesome. Nice. The kid's really not bothered by noise, which is great.
But, wait, how did you see Black Panther? Did you take him to the theater?
Yeah.
Or did you really?
Yeah. I mean, he was a week and a half old. I had a boob. I wasn't too worried about him being.
Yeah.
But he slept the whole time. He woke up very briefly. I picked him up. I rocked him. He went back to sleep. And then he woke up at the credits when I put him back in his car seat.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Unlike that Zach, who still screams because he hates going to the movies for no apparent reason other than, I don't even know why. He gets candy. He gets to watch TV for 2 hours. I don't know what the problem. It's a pretty sweet gig for a kid.
Yeah.
Whatever. Black Panther's awesome. And the women in it kick ass. They are so good.
Yeah, I want to see it real bad.
Like this week, I think I need to see Black Panther and I need to see The Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw The Shape of Water. It was interesting.
Hmm.
I liked it. I don't know if it was like my favorite of the Oscar movies, but it was definitely like a cool, unique story.
Okay.
There's also season 3 of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on Netflix right now. As we know, Matt has been our two-season champion of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I know. We got to get on that, guys.
I know.
I watched like an episode because Frank was living in, what's that town even called?
Oh, yeah, that one. The one that we Googled that one time. Don't worry. It's okay.
I've been there. What the hell?
Oh, right.
It's not worth remembering. He doesn't live there anymore. It kind of sucks as a place. So
it kind of sucks as a place.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay.
Matt also finishes. Two things. He says, "I'm sure all three of you." This is like the Matt back. "I'm sure all three of you wish you could sign up for Make America Date Again."
What is that?
That was the dating website for Trump voters.
Yeah, that's gross. Terrible.
Yeah, but the guy that was the dude that was advertised, like in the advertisement for it, was actually convicted of like child pornography or child molestation or something that got him on the registry. So there's that.
Perfect. Awesome.
I'm not particularly surprised.
Right.
Yeah. And then finally, Matt finishes with, "I think Shandy will like my hiatus reading," and he is reading
Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. The Feminist Manifesto that we talked about.
Yeah.
What I really love about this picture is that you can see from the picture that it's a library book.
I know. I noticed that too.
Yeah. That's great.
Awesome. And then we had some feedback about our crossover with the Real Weird Sisters from last week. Greg says, "I'm with Shandy. I don't think Ron and Lavender had sex. I'm looking forward to revisiting those chapters sometime late next year, probably 2020. You are wrong, sir. They definitely fucked.
We shall see. And the reason that he's waiting for next year / probably 2020 is that the Real Weird Sisters, their podcast is a book club. And they go chapter by chapter. And the episode that dropped yesterday was the first chapter of the fifth book. So it's like a lovely, I don't want to say snail's pace because it's not like that, you know. But it's a deep dive pace.
Yeah.
It's a leisurely pace. Yeah. So it'll take a while to get to the parts where this may have allegedly happened.
No, I'm with Shandy. I don't think they did.
Thank you.
I think it was like a hand job.
Yeah. I think they hooked up. I'm fine with that. But I just. Yeah.
Maybe a little oral, but I don't think it was.
You don't think that you think Ron was smug because he got a blowjob?
Yes. Yeah. I think any high school boy who months previous hadn't even kissed a girl would be super smug.
Well, by that, you could be like, "She touched my peepee over my jeans. I'm smug now."
Mm-hmm. He could also be smug about that. I'm totally on board. Mm. So what I'm saying, like.
Wrong.
I think he could be smug about a great number of things.
No, Ron and Lavender got it on.
You know what? You can be wrong sometimes.
I can be, but I'm not this time.
I don't know.
I just don't. I don't really have like a horse in this race, but I don't see the evidence in the text. That's all.
Right.
Meh. Janice. Sometimes you need to look at the subtext, Shandy.
Well, exactly, and the subtext doesn't necessarily indicate it either.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, I don't think so.
Janice says, "This is so awesome. My husband made the joke that Wingardium Leviosa could also be used for a male limp dick." That made me. And Mike says, "What is going on in Montana that Shandy thinks all dudes are rubbing it out together during adolescence? Maybe I just missed out on this rite of passage." Didn't Greg also comment like, yeah?
Yeah, he did. And who else? Randy was like, "I don't know about this." So I don't know how I phrased it in the crossover episode. I'm willing to edit what I said. I'm not saying that all guys do this. I don't think I said all guys did it, but if I did, I apologize. Certainly not all guys, but I do think some. Just saying.
All right. If you've participated in a circle jerk at boarding school, please.
Let us know.
Even in your adolescence, let us know. All right. Butter she mails. Oh, also, I forgot what I was going to say. Butter she mails, which we should honorarily hashtag butt his bone spurs, since we did hear that our president, our draft dodging president, would have run face in to the face of danger
at
school shootings. Bone spurs or not.
Yep, without a doubt. Yep.
That's what I hashtag commented on a lot of those people's posts with that the other day. I was like, but his bone spurs. I'm not in my best game.
I'll never get that energy back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not at my best. Like, I'm sleeping a lot more than I was with Zach, but still, you know, I'll get there. Okay. Butter shemale, somebody else talk, because I've been talking too much.
I'll take this one. So our first email is from JP. Broad questions. And JP says, Dear Colleen, Amanda, and Shandai? How would you say that grammatic?
Shandia? Sure.
Shandia?
I thought it was Shandia. Because that's what it auto-corrected.
JP, totally ruined joke.
It auto-corrected that in the Raleigh meetup group when Dan tried to talk to Shandy, right?
Oh.
Shandai? No, it's actually, it was from, I posted like a screenshot of my plane ticket.
Oh, right.
The Raleigh meetup group. And on the plane ticket, it said Shandy A with like, because my middle initial is A. There was no space for some reason. And so people started joking that was my actual legal name. And my whole thing was like, for a second, I was like, holy shit, do they have that as my actual name, like on the plane ticket? But
right. Is it not going to match up? And, right.
No, we're good to go. But good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Anyway. So TBD pronunciation, lame joke. I know. Is Shandy laughing, rolling her eyes, or making a fist and shaking it towards the East Coast?
No, I'm just Shandy's planning the history behind it.
A big welcome back to all three of you. I thought I would change it up with a few random questions for you three to answer. Be as honest as possible, but have fun. JP. Okay, are we ready? Question one. What's the weirdest place you remember finding something that you thought you lost?
Well, I thought I lost my... Oh, I told this story before. When I lost my earring... And I found it in my underwear drawer.
Nice.
In your where?
In my underwear drawer. What?
Draw. Are you?
I love it.
In your underwear artwork?
No,
in your fan art of underwear?
In my underwear drawer.
I love it.
Well, and I told you guys about my mom's wedding ring, right?
No.
Okay, so
tell it again.
Okay, this is an actual weird story that is probably what JP is looking for. So when my parents were coming down when Zach was born, they stopped at a rest stop in Virginia, and they had like this odd experience with like this crackhead that was asking them for money. And and actually, my mom was so stressed out that she was going to miss Zach being born that she told my dad, "Just give her the money that you have and get in the car. Let's go." Anyway, they stopped at this rest stop and they were, you know, kind of in a rush. And my mom realized when she got back in the car that her wedding ring wasn't on, but she had left the house. She had left my grandma's house at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, she was wearing her wedding ring. She was completely dressed, you know, like from the day still. And she was like, she thought that when she washed her hands or something, the ring might have slipped off her because her ring was a little bit big on her. And, you know, she was kind of upset. And then after she couldn't find it, like, she just kind of was like, well, you know, I can't, whatever. 2 years went by. Like, this was a full 2 years. And I was cleaning up the apartment, the townhouse. And we found her wedding ring in a bag. Like, it was a bag of, it was like a birthday bag from Zach's birthday. you know, we had, it was like a big bag that we had just put stuff in because it was like an extra bag to have. And it was underneath the catch-all table in the living room. And it was a good 2.5. It was like last November or whatever. And we randomly found it there. And I was like, what? This is my mom's wedding ring. And I told her, I was like, were you missing your ring? And she said she had lost it driving down when, before Zach was born. And she had actually 2 days or 3 days earlier gone to a jeweler, finally, after 2 years, given up on finding it and was going have it replaced.
But hadn't yet.
So she had gone to get a quote or whatever. But still, like, couldn't quite give up on the idea that she was never going to find it again.
Okay.
And then, like, yeah, so soon, like, within a few days of her going to see the jeweler to have it recreated, we found it.
Dude, your mom needs to add that to her, like, homeowner's insurance or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, a stat.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was, again, it was like...
Wow.
It was, like, in his, like... a bag, and it was, I think it was a bag like from his first birthday. So it wasn't even like a new baby bag. It was like definitely a birthday bag. And she had lost it. It had been lost at that point for a year.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Such a good thing that you didn't just throw that bag out.
I know. See, it helps to be a pack rat like me to never throw things out.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Next question.
I once lost. So my mother-in-law gave me this gold coin. It's called a louis d'or, and it's a kind of gold coin that they don't use anymore in France, obviously, because they use the euro, but they did before, whatever. And you know, it's probably worth a couple hundred dollars because it's pure gold. And she had a couple of people like collect them or whatever. So she had two, and so she gave one to my sister-in-law and she gave one to me. And the idea was, like, you know, so she suggested like making it into a ring or making it into a necklace or just keeping it, like, whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
And I thought it would make a really cool necklace. And so I just like had it for a really long time. She like brought it over from France when they visited us in 2013. For the longest time, I didn't actually like do anything with it. And finally we were going to France a couple years ago, maybe. And we're like, okay, we'll like make it in, we'll have it made into a necklace in France. I can't remember what the thinking was about that, but we were going to do it in France. So it was like, okay, I'll bring it and then like bring this back to France with us and like make it into a necklace and whatever. And so we like packed it or whatever. And we get to France and we're like going through our stuff. We can't find it anywhere. Like, the hell, like, did we, like, I remember bringing it. Like, I know that we had it, but it's nowhere to be found. Did it somehow get lost? Or, like, I thought I had it on me. So we couldn't figure it out. And it's kind of like, well, maybe we didn't even bring it. I don't know. So we, like, tore up all of our suitcases, the room, and everything. We couldn't find it. And I'm kind of resigned to the thought that, like, we must have somehow lost it, like, in transit. Yeah. Or maybe somebody jacked it. Or I don't know. But, like, somehow it's gone. And that's terrible and whatever. But I had, like, resigned myself to that. And I felt terrible, too, because it was, like, a gift from my mother-in-law. And she was disappointed. And it was just, you know, it was this whole thing. I'm like, okay. So then we come back from France and whatever. Like, we're not really thinking about that anymore. But as we do, it took us forever to fully unpack. I believe we've discussed on the podcast. And so finally, like however many, I want to say weeks later, whatever, it was certainly not right away. There's still this one like suitcase that I need to finish unpacking. Finally, I just like put everything away. I'm getting ready to put the suitcase back in the closet or whatever. And so I do just one like last check of all the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Before I put it away, and on the little outside pocket, like as I'm like really like feeling with my hand underneath, like all the, you know, on the edges and everything, the fucking coin.
Oh, like, wow! God.
So you'd put it there, like thinking it was safe, and then it was safe from like you.
That is the place where anyone at the airport or wherever can just like open that pocket and take it. Like, what in the hell? I don't remember how it got in there or who put it in there or why we thought it was a good idea. But this is like, you know, way later we like, oh, okay. So we found it. So it came from France to the U.S. and then we brought it back to France. Didn't realize we had it in France. Brought it back to the U.S. And then we finally made it into a necklace in the U.S. And then my mother-in-law made a chain for me in France, put them together and have a necklace and it's beautiful, and I wear it all the time. But
oh, I want to see it.
Oh, nice. Nice. Man, I guess my story is not as cool in comparison. So I have, I like collect like stone pendants of like different kind of like interesting, like semi-precious stones. And I wear all of them. Like I just change them out on the same chain, but the chain is kind of faulty.
Yeah.
Like the clasp isn't great. I need to replace it. But the first time I went to Ohio with Daniel, like day after Christmas to like spend time with his family, I was wearing like my favorite pendant that I've had forever. It's a big moonstone. And we went to see a movie, and like before the movie, we were like wandering around like the strip mall, like, you know, walking around like the Pier 1 Imports and like, you know, like whatever was there. And suddenly I realized that the necklace has a come undone and the pendant is gone.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, like it's my favorite. Like, I mean, I've had it since college. So like, if I've lost it, like we've had a good life together, but like if we could really find it, like that would be great.
Right.
So we were tracing our steps. We walked through like every store we had been in, like checked the car, like back into a few stores, like we tore everything up and could not find it. And I was like, all right, this is fine. I'm an adult. You know, material things are not important. Everything is fine. And we're walking back to the car and like something glints like in a puddle on in the parking lot. And I look down and it's there like at my feet.
No way.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, there it is.
That's crazy.
And I
would posit that yours is like almost cooler than anyone else's.
Well, because this was all over the course of like, you know,
but 20 it was outside.
Yeah, it was like, you know, 200 feet and like an hour.
Anything could have happened. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I still have it. I wore it the other day. Still haven't changed the chain. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Eventually, one of these.
Yeah, days. You know, we're on borrowed time.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Okay. Oh, should we move on to the next question?
Sure.
Have you ever had a nickname given to you by a boyfriend or partner which you absolutely hated? And if so, what was it?
No.
Nope. Probably, but I also feel like I blocked it out.
I say, like, I mean, the problem is if you say it on the podcast and then people pick you up and then no, but I yeah.
Yeah, I think I just get Mandy sometimes, and it's just like, no, it's just...
Yeah.
Well, that's not your name.
Yeah, or like Amanda, hug and kiss. But like, no one says those to be serious. They just say them to be funny. But funny, I use that term loosely. next question. What's one thing in your life that you have seen which you wish you could undo from your mind or unsee?
I got one.
Okay, go.
I have never seen the movie, but I have seen the trailer of The Human Centipede, and I wish I could unsee it.
That's fair. That's a good one. I think the first thing that comes to mind, and it's not probably not the best answer, but it was the first one that came to mind. The scene in The Neverending Story when, like, the horse is going into the quicksand.
Oh, I hate quicksand.
Right. And it's like, I saw it in kindergarten, which like kindergartners are probably way too young for that movie. And it's just traumatized me for life.
Yeah.
I probably would be a braver soul had I not seen that scene at such a young age.
I remember being absolutely terrified by quicksand too as a kid. And yeah, I wonder if it is from that movie because like, I mean, when in your life have you ever... you know, happened upon quicksand. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Neverending Story?
I've never seen
na,
it.
Na, 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 na. The Neverending Story.
Can we just for a second pause and say that I've seen a movie that Colleen hasn't seen?
That's true. We should acknowledge this moment.
I've never seen it.
I actually rewatched it recently. I would say within the last year because it was on Netflix and I was just kind of like home and like wanted like some, I don't know, I was feeling nostalgic or something and I rewatched it and I was kind of like, really okay,
that doesn't hold up.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah.
As for me, I know there's got to be things that I've seen, like, on the internet that I wish I could unsee. But when you guys are talking about movies, you know the scene in Milo and Otis, like the birth scene?
Oh, yeah.
That's something in third grade that you feel like you can never unsee.
That's fair.
Yeah. I know it's odd for me to be, like, you know, so birth positive and then be like, I wish I had never seen that.
I saw Milo and Otis.
Oh, and that's a good one.
Were definitely a big draw, but I don't remember the birth scene. Who gives birth to what?
The kittens in like the little cave cubby thing, right?
I guess. I don't know. I have vague memories.
It was during like the winter when they get separated. They like go their separate ways and they like live their own lives.
Okay.
I saw this movie a lot as a kid.
Yes, yeah, see, I only saw it that one time. No, I mean, there's got to be things on the internet. I just have to. Donald Trump being sworn in. I can't unsee that.
I didn't
watch it.
I did. I watch everything. Okay. Last question.
If you could be the opposite sex for 2 hours, what would you do?
Jerk off.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's one correct answer, and Colleen's half right.
Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
See what it feels like from the other side?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Have an orgasm from the other side.
Yes. Lord knows it'd probably be easier.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, 2 hours as a man,
You could do both.
Apply for jobs. See if that's easier. Go out in public. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, walk home after dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could keep going, but we won't.
Yeah.
Thank you, JP. Those were fun.
That was really fun. Thank you. That was really
fun. All right.
Okay, so we have some news from This Week in Andy's Virginity. So Andy writes in, "Hey, broads, and welcome back. First off, congratulations, Colleen, on little Alexander. He's adorable. And most importantly, you can enjoy the health benefits of alcohol again. Hopefully one of them isn't increased fertility." Okay, to answer the question from the Weird Sisters, I took the alias Andy from the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Nailed it.
That's what she said.
You're so smart.
Thanks, JP and the Real Weird Sisters, for your feedback. I thought a lot about what you said, and I think my desire stems from impatience, not wanting to go through the dating scene for too long, and my worries that waiting so long to get in has left me permanently disadvantaged.
That's what she said.
There is also some remnants of that toxic
FZ
thinking that if I try to go for a friend, that's all I'll wind up with. I'm trying to be more aware of that going forward. I should start a friendship and see how it goes from there, because going the other way is at best not working and at worst kind of creepy. Ultimately, any good romantic / sexual relationship is a friendship at its core, right? Yes. As for Shandy's theory, I can't help her. I've never been close to masturbating parallel with another guy while watching porn. Between not wanting anyone to see me even half naked and a lot of insecure teenage boy gay panic, I couldn't imagine a scenario where I would have done that. Is this the straight woman equivalent of guys thinking every woman has some lesbian experience in college?
Oh my god, that's really funny.
Good comparison. Well done.
I've had a confirmation. I'm just going to say, like, I do know men who have confirmed this for me. Just saying.
Much like many men know a woman that's had a lesbian experience in college.
I was going to say, yes. Also, a lot of women do have lesbian experiences in college.
We're going to have to hear from these men.
I don't think that they would come on to the podcast.
We'll use a voice act.
They could write in anonymously.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, so also, how do I know what Lemon Party is before Shandy and Amanda? 30 Rock even referenced it a couple of times. I haven't watched 30 Rock, so...
What? It's an awesome show. I have,
clearly just not with enough attention to detail.
Okay, so Andy says, I have an update. I've been on 2 dates since you last recorded. The woman I was talking to in my last update agreed to meet up. We had dinner on Fat Tuesday, and this past Friday we had dinner again and saw what will surely be the date night movie of the year, Annihilation, her pick. The first date went pretty well. We talked and had our food for about an hour. Our second date was mostly okay. A few more dead spots in the conversation, but thankfully the movie choice didn't lead to some awkward follow-up. I texted her to see if she was interested in going out again, and she said no. If you gave a sympathetic ah, don't feel bad. She was a perfectly nice woman, and she will make a good partner for some other guy, but I was leaning towards this being a non-starter too. I tried to be more flexible. It's only two dates, not some lifetime commitment, and I should not sweat the details too much at this point. However, there was one flaw I think sunk this. She smokes. In her defense, she was always upfront about it. I'm not a smoker. I have enough unhealthy habits, and I react poorly to the smell of cigarettes. I didn't smell anything on the first date, but when we met up for a second, it was there, and I could smell it during the movie, too. Now, she didn't smell like she doused herself in ashes beforehand, I'm assuming, but for me, it was too much, and while I didn't say anything, she may have caught on. Still have a lot to learn while keeping my anxieties about not knowing what I'm doing at bay, but hey, at least I got two more dates under my belt, and every bit of experience helps. Oh, and thanks, Shandy, for reaching out with the podcast referral. Always good to know I'm not the only one frustrated in online dating, and definitely some good stuff to keep in mind as I continue on. The suggestion of displaying my support for feminism sounded good, but I'm not sure how to implement it, as it could easily be a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing. What do you think? Hashtag I'm with hers. By the way, I'm with Hersicus wasn't intended to be a Smod cast reference, but it's close. More just making it sound like magic to tie it into the Harry Potter. On the note of Smod cast, get well soon, Kevin.
Oh, I know. Andy. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. Facebook,
so. Yeah.
He's so lucky, too. 100% blockage and to be alive.
Right.
Thank God. He was smart enough to be like, I need to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I actually went back and listened to clips of the Forgettigus episode of Smodcast after we talked about that. I don't know how well it holds up, but my God, it's still just as funny. So I gave the wrong information last episode. Essentially, it's the premise is Harry and Ron get drunk on butterbeer and have a night of passion, and then in order to forget about it, they make up a spell for Forgettigus. It's really funny, and then like, but the funny part is like as they go on with this fake scenario, you know, Kevin Smith is like, you know, he's making them like each talk to each other, and like, he's like, Ron, I gotta break it to you. Like, you keep telling me Forgettigus, but I still remember. I just pretend to forget each time. And then Ron is like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, it's called the down low, Rob. Ron, it's so funny. I don't know how well it holds up, but it made me laugh. Anyway, get well soon, Kevin.
Yes. Andy also referenced me reaching out with a podcast recommendation. That was an episode of The Illusionist with an A, if anyone listens to that. It's a really good podcast about like language, and it was an episode 72 called Hey, and it talks about online dating and dating apps and like what good pickup lines are and what bad pickup lines are, and anyway, it reminded me of some of the things Andy had talked about, but I would recommend that to anyone, and it's only 23 minutes long, so
yes.
Awesome. Well, I will link to that in the show notes as well.
Good deal.
Thank you to everybody that wrote in with some feedback. If you'd like to do so, you can do so thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a call, 331-276-2373. That's 331-BROADS3. You can also, if you're on the Jay and Jack Facebook page, it's facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. We have a thread there for feedback every week. That's where Matt's feedback came from and Greg's, among others. And also, if you're a patron at the $5 or more level, you'll get into a special patrons-only group, and we get feedback from there, too. Speaking of Patreon, we have come up with a little promo for the month of March, And that would be in honor of... Oh, actually, Amanda, do you want to explain it since it was your idea?
Sure.
I've done a lot of talking, so...
Sure. So, as people may or may not know, but they should because, you know, we're all enlightened people here. March is National Women's or Women's Month. So we were kind of joking around after recording one night, as we so often do, and came up with the idea that for a special for the month of March, that we would like to offer our patrons that sign up during the month of March, they're going to get a little discount because, as we know, women make slightly less than men do on average. So, our new patrons are going to be getting 78% discount on when they sign up to become a patron.
Yes, at the $5 and $15 level.
At the $5 and $15, yes.
You are a 22% discount because
22% discount. They'll be paying 78%.
Yes. So, and this will only change. This will be an option. So the way Patreon works is I can't go in and lower like $5 to whatever. So there'll be two new levels and they will only exist for March, and it will be the $5 special level, which will be $3.90, and then the $15 level will be $11.70.
So it's just our little way of acknowledging that while women are really, you know, taking names this year, we still have a bit of a ways to go. And also to acknowledge just how awesome our patrons are. Yes. And, you know, how much they give to making this show so much better.
So thank you. Woohoo. And then we also have Julie's Pure Romance link that we are going to be doing through the end of March as well in honor of my 6 weeks off. So I'll post that in the show notes, and I will also post it in the Facebook group as well, her Pure Romance link. So make sure to check that out. Because there's some really fun stuff on that. And then we started talking about this before, but the podcast weekend for this year, the thing that Shandy was able to get her plane ticket and hotel room with from the patrons, that's the annual Team Jay and Jack get-together weekend. It's super fun every year. I think this is going to be... The first one was 2000 and... The first in-person one was 2009. We did it all... over Talk Show in 2008 when it was the Autism Speaks thing. So this will be the 9th year, I think, that they're doing, or 10th meetup in person, whatever the numbers are. 09, 10, 11, 12, 1, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, whatever. Okay, this is a lot. And then this is the 10th time. I can't do math. So it's going to be the weekend of May 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So we'll get together Friday the 4th, hang out the 5th and the 6th through the Sunday. I think they might try to do a live podcast, maybe of, what the fuck is that show? Westworld, that's coming back. I had to think about that for a second.
No swearing in the delivery room.
No swearing in the delivery room. Yeah, podcast, totally. Because, you know, it could be soundproof if you put your headphones on. Delivery room, not so much. So, yes, so that will be. And then if you are coming, we will probably hang out through the evening of Sunday the 6th. So you'll probably want to leave on Monday the 7th. That would be my recommendation, of course. Mm-hmm. So please, if you have any interest in doing that, you can shoot us an email and I will respond to you off air, because there's a Facebook group and we could add you to that as well. Or, you know, let us know on Facebook or whatever. But it's a lot of fun, and it's always the more the merrier. And Amanda survived her first year last year, and I think she's planning on coming back.
I think that's the plan. Airfare is still pretty cheap, so I should be able to swing it. Awesome. We just have to work out a few
captain details.
Yeah, and just there's a few other expenses and trips that are coming up between now and then that weren't planned. So I just have to make sure they can all fit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Word. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Amazon, if you want to shop through the Amazon affiliate link, it's Amazon, jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. That would be awesome as well. Okay, I think I've done enough talking this episode. I've managed to be funny and gross, I think.
I think that's what we're always going for.
That's what we're, yes, that's very true.
Funny with a side of gross.
Or in this case, gross with a little bit of humor. Welcome, Alexander Thomas, to the studio. It's a pleasure to have you. And in case anybody is wondering, Alexander was our second choice name for Zach, and we still liked it enough to use it this time around. Yeah. And
it's a solid name. Yeah. I'm a fan.
I really like Alexander.
Yeah. And then Thomas is Jay's grandfather and uncle's name.
Thanks.
So
another solid name.
Yes. So that's where he got his name. And the
Was this his podcast christening?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Awesome.
The way we kind of ended up solidifying Alexander was when we took Zach to his I'm a big brother sibling class or whatever back in the beginning of December. The teacher went around and asked all of the siblings what the name of the new babies were going to be. And we were like, well, shit.
And, well, that's really presumptuous. Like, what if parents don't want to announce it ahead of time, or they don't know.
They don't know.
Or, yeah.
So, well, we were kind of like, oh, okay. So, when it came to Zach's turn, he's looking at us, like, everybody's going around and saying the names. Uh-huh. And he's looking at us like, well, what do I say? Like, I don't know the answer to this one. And I was just like, say Alex. Your brother's name is Alex. And then, you know, we were like, well, I guess that's what we're going with. So, there you have it. So that was funny. And if he was a girl, I think his name probably would have been Vivian, because I really want to do that badge initial.
That's pretty.
So. I was all set. I didn't have an A name yet, but I never did get that far.
Love the commitment.
Thanks.
Also, Vivian's a beautiful name.
It is. I really like it. I liked it even back with Zach. So anyway, that's my story. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks, guys, for letting me talk so much. I've been cooped up. I've been in the house. I've been answering work emails from my phone because he sleeps so much that I'm like stir crazy. I'm like, I got to do something. So thanks for letting me talk. I feel like this is the first time I've been unleashed onto the world other than the DMV in 2 weeks. So 3 weeks.
Well, we're glad to be here for you.
Word. Yes. All right. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right, peace out, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.